Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Would you like to finish your work day earlier so you can enjoy your summer evenings? Well, some Irish offices are leading the way with summer Fridays. Caroline Reedy, who's the head of NFP HR Solutions, is with me here on the programme today. Caroline, you might just explain how this works, first of all.
Yeah, this is definitely the envy of the nation as they're listening to the lucky people who get these opportunities, Andrea, this Friday afternoon. Yeah. But the idea basically is that for a lot of companies, you know, they would have, you know, people who work quite long hours during the rest of the year. And this is one of the ways that they, I suppose, give people back the opportunity of time. So a lot of organizations finish early on a Friday around 3 o'clock. And arguably, a lot of people will say that productivity is quite low on a Friday afternoon after 3 o'clock anyway. But the official opportunity for employees to know that they can finish, close the laptop, make the most of a long weekend if they're traveling, etc. It's a really positive incentive for employees. Won't work for every job. Mm. Some of your listeners will be working in retail or hospitality, etc., that they need to be in person. But for organisations that it does work, I think it's a really nice incentive.
But they are actually, they're not just getting the time off for nothing. They've actually, I take it, built up this time over the winter period.
In the majority of companies, these people would be salaried employees and they would, without doubt, work extra hours, you know, when there's deadlines or there might be events going on, etc. So for the most part, in the majority of cases, this would be for employees who would definitely go above their hours many times during the year outside of this.
So yeah, so it's basically just time in lieu, is it? Whatever's built up in the bank.
It is and it isn't, I suppose. Ultimately, the whole company closes. So the out of office will say everybody's gone on the Friday, finishing at 3 o'clock, etc. And in some organisations, they mightn't keep the tally of time in lieu. They mightn't, you know, say, OK, well, here's 2 hours and you can take that back when suits in line with business requirements. It's a case of everybody finishes Friday at three. So absolutely, in some cases, it's going to be the concept of getting time back you've worked. In others, it might be a case of, well, look, we give it to everybody regardless of that. You know, so obviously a better incentive in those scenarios.
Declan Lynch is with us. Declan's the Managing Director of Wentworth Chartered Accountancy in County Cork. Declan, how do you operate summer hours?
So the way we operate summer hours, we finish at 4 on a Friday and 2 p.m. on a bank holiday weekend. This is something we introduced a number of years ago, particularly among the younger staff. You know, we would have graduate trainees. You know, this was very welcome. And actually in 2024, I think the 2 o'clock finish, particularly on bank holidays, it was met with a lot of enthusiasm and we actually extend it now. So we finish at 4 throughout the year and 2 p.m. on bank holidays right through the year, and it works well.
I'm sure the staff love it.
Yeah, staff love it. You know, there's a great vibe in the office on a bank holiday weekend. They know they're getting out at 2 p.m. and they can kick their weekend off early. Was one of the challenges for ourselves as a service industry is balancing the needs of the clients. But again, you know, the staff know they're getting out early and they tend to be very proactive. They ring the clients early. They get information in. If there's tax deadlines or payroll, they manage it. And, you know, we've seen an increase in staff morale and it hasn't impacted the service to the clients.
But are the staff required, like, are there longer working days or were there longer working days at some point in the winter months to kind of get to this stage?
No, we shorten the lunch breaks slightly, but overall the working hours are the same and it's just trying to give something back to employees. And occasionally, you know, we'll give a day here and there. Like I think this year, St. Patrick's Day fell on a Tuesday. All the team had been working quite hard. So we just said, look, the office is closed on Monday. Mm. We knew the majority of our client base was taking Monday off as well and making it a long weekend. So it's just trying to give something back to the staff, and it's a bit of recognition for the hard work because, you know, as was already mentioned, there are times during the year where there are deadlines and, you know, staff are working hard. So it's just a way of giving something back.
Well, I can imagine your own employees, Declan, are probably doing very long hours and potentially weekends during October in the lead up to tax deadlines.
They would be.
Yeah. So it's a nice, and like something like that, Caroline, you know, I know there's a cost to the business, but it seems like a simple thing. But, you know, even given the Monday for St. Patrick's weekend where it falls like that, or I know of other companies that actually give employees their birthday off. And it's a lovely addition. You know, people, like, it's a small thing like that, staff rave about.
Yeah, we always give people their birthday off and people absolutely love it because it's a special day for them. We also have like two additional well-being days, which in typical terms, we've a group WhatsApp group and people will put up pictures of what they're doing on their well-being day, you know, and it's a bit of fun, a bit of banter. So I think, you know, people value time so much, and we know that particularly in the busyness of life, and work is so busy. In typical terms, when somebody's off, there's very few people that are available to cover for people. So holiday season can be really busy for everybody. You mentioned tax deadlines, etc. So it's lovely to be able to plan and give back when people know they can look forward to it. And it's great when it's scheduled. So it's not ad hoc that you come in today and you can finish early and you can't make a plan. I think it's really good that people know in advance that's the plan so they can do something about it.
Niamh Frawley is the Director of People Operations and Governance at the Cork Chamber of Commerce. Niamh, do you guys operate Summer Fridays?
Yeah, hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we do. Look, we actually operate Summer Fridays all year round now. We would have kind of introduced Summer Fridays about 6 or 7 years ago on a trial basis for July and August, whereby we'd close the office at 3 o'clock. And then we kind of trialed it for 2 summers. And after that, then we decided that we'd actually roll it out all year long. So we close our office now on a Friday at 3 o'clock all throughout the year.
Does it help retain staff?
Yeah, I think it does, to be honest. Like, I think flexibility nowadays is way more important than it used to be. And I think it's a deciding factor when people are kind of looking at roles and where they might potentially like to work. So definitely for us, I think it helped us build a team that wants to stay. It kind of shows that we have trust in them. You know, we don't clock watch here in the chamber. We kind of go on output and not how many hours that you're here. So, you know, it kind of made sense for us to give that back to the team. We do a lot of extra hours here in terms of we do business breakfasts, and you could be in a hotel at 7 a.m. in the morning on a Tuesday. You know, we do some evening events. We also represent the chamber at member events. So, you know, there can be some out of hours work. So for us, this is just about giving something back to our team.
So you guys don't clock watch that and go in the following day and say, I worked an hour and a half last night at a chamber's event or a business breakfast. So instead of submitting that to management, I just know I'm finishing at 3 on a Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it's something that they get back every week, you know. So, you know, you finish at a Friday at 3 o'clock, whether you've been to a business breakfast that week or whether, you know, you've just been doing your normal kind of your normal day. But it's definitely, the feedback we've gotten has been excellent, you know, and I think the team here really appreciate it.
Listener here tells me the company I work in all have early finishes, but us contractors that are working in the same building don't get anything. Like, that can create a kind of, I'm sure, a bit of a difficult environment, Caroline, if everybody's in the one office.
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose ultimately contractors are under a different contract of employment. They're employed by the agency, or they might be self-employed contractors, which makes it really tricky because of the fact that they're not getting the same. And that applies to wages, holidays, you know, overall benefits as well. So that's one of those things that, you know, you can't do anything about. But the overall package might be similar in other ways. I think the key thing is we're in holiday season. People really value time. And if there's an opportunity, for example, for that contractor to go back and talk to their mothership to say, look, while I'm working in this company, this is their working hours. Is there any flexibility? I always say psychic communication doesn't work, where at least ask if it's something that you really want and need, because we're seeing more flexibility with employers to see, you know, if something really suits and if they can oblige, is there a way that we can compromise and work around it, you know, in some way, like the guest mentioned there, you know, shorter lunch breaks to facilitate people to finish earlier, etc. We obviously, you can't in Ireland opt out of your statutory entitlements. So the minimum entitlements you must get around breaks and rest periods and all of that. But there is definitely flexibility outside of that. And as I say, I think, Andrea, there'll be lots of people who will be thinking of having a chat with their manager on a Friday evening. Listen, to say, is this possible for us?
I'm going in straight away after the show today for the wellness day and my birthday holiday. Caroline, I'll keep in touch with you. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Caroline Reedy, Declan Lynch, Niamh Frawley there as well. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.